I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. After taking a back seat to video games, pinball has been making a comeback, and this weekend, the International Flipper Pinball Association is hosting the state championship competition in St. Louis. Pinball wizards Brian Bannon and John Miller are here to explain why this game is regaining popularity. We'll also talk to registered dance therapist Becky Britton and music therapist Tracy Sanheinrich about how dance and music work as therapy for children with cancer and other serious illnesses. In 1 week, St. Louis celebrates its 250th birthday, and this evening the Sheldon Art Galleries opens the exhibition Imagining the Founding of St. Louis. Please welcome the gallery's director, Olivia Las Gonzalez, and the exhibit's co-curator, David Anderson. Welcome to Cityscape, both of you.
Thanks
welcome,
so much.
Steve.
250 years, where does the time go? It's almost hard to believe. Standing, let me ask the first question to you, David. Standing, if we went down today and stood on the St. Louis Riverfront, if we were there 250 years ago, what would we be looking at?
Well, Choteau, the 14-year-old stepson of Laclede, was sent over with about 30 men. Laclede didn't accompany them. And they landed and were met by the Indians, the native population, and started taking down trees and building the first home. So that there was that activity.
So as far as you know about the Native Americans, did they have – was there an actual encampment or city, for want of a better term, of Native American Indians right at exactly the site?
No, I don't believe so at all. But the Native Americans had traveled over to Fort Deschartres and met Laclede earlier before the winter set in. So they already had a dialogue going.
I think what attracted them to the site was that it was right at the mouth of the Mississippi, and the mouth of the Missouri, the Mississippi. This area was actually on a rise, on a bluff, and yes. So it was not as prone to flooding. And so there were a number of factors that really made this particular area perfect for what they intended.
You know, you referred to Choteau, and you learn something every day. I was listening to St. Louis on the Air yesterday, and Don Marsh's guest was Jim Kircher, and they were talking about the real pronunciation is, I think they were saying Choteau.
Choteau.
But, of course,
yes.
I can't say it that way. So the Native Americans were here first, then the French. But after they started cutting down those trees, what kind of time frame were we looking at? How did things develop in the beginning?
Well, they immediately – Laclede came along in April, followed with all of the trade goods they had brought from New Orleans up on the flatboats, and they began to build a village. It was immediately named St. Louis. When the English took over the east bank of the Mississippi, the French that were there either returned to New Orleans or many came over to St. Louis – to avoid the English, and it became the capital of the Upper Mississippi.
Mm. And then much later, I'm here as a result of the Saxony migration from the, I'm guessing here, 1830s to 1860s or something like that, and then look at it today, right? Well, tell me what's involved in this exhibition, where all these things have come from, and what it took to put all this together. Olivia?
Well, we've brought together a number of paintings that depict the founding of St. Louis. Obviously, this all happened before the advent of photography, so there was no photographer on the boat with the explorers coming up.
No camera phones.
No camera phones, no iPhones. And so it's really left up to artists to kind of imagine what it was like, using some documents. Choteau, actually in 1804, wrote a narrative of the founding, and that's actually in the collection of the Mercantile Library, and they're very generous to lend us a page from that narrative for only a month because it's very fragile. It will be under very low light sources in the exhibit. So we encourage people to come and see that early on. That is a narrative of the founding. And so with that and other historical research, artists like Edmund Burninghouse, Carl Weimar, created depictions of what they thought it looked like when the so-called founding fathers came and first set foot.
And was it all goodwill and good feelings, as far as we know?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, the French were very good. They established a good relationship with the native people that were here, the Osage and the Missouri and to some degree the Illinois were all in the area hunting and gathering. And so the French really knew diplomacy and knew how to establish these relationships. And so they built a really strong relationship, and it's really because of the Osage, that this has become such a successful place. Without them, it would not have really been that way.
That's Olivia Las Gonzalez of the Sheldon Art Gallery. He's also here, David Anderson, who co-curated this exhibition, Imagining the Founding of St. Louis, which opens later today. You're also a board member at the Sheldon, right?
I am, and yes.
All right. Well, tell me about, since you are co-curator, you've divided this exhibition into four sections. So tell me the idea behind that.
Well, there had to be a theme, a ribbon that ran through this. The entire exhibition by Laclede and Chouteau up the Mississippi was planned in advance. They knew exactly what they were going to do. They brought flatboats of trade goods. So the exhibition was broken down to the moment, meaning the moment they stepped, actually it was the second time they stepped on the bank on February 14th, and the routes that the travelers came by, all of the travelers from the time of De Soto through the Jesuits, all the various directions that people used to arrive in St. Louis, the people that were involved, both the French and the native population, the Osage, and then the trade goods, the trade, because that was really the reason that all of this happened. Laclede and his company were given the right to trade for furs on the Missouri Valley, and that's why this all happened.
It comes down to commerce.
Right.
Of course.
There are many amazing pieces of Native American art and regalia in the exhibit that were generously lent by the Osage Tribal Nations Museum. And we really ran that narrative through the exhibit as well, that the importance of the Native Americans to the founding of the city. So along with the paintings that depict the literal founding, we also have some wonderful objects, a beautiful shield, an eagle feather standard, and some very early Mississippian objects as well.
Well, could we maybe highlight a couple of items from each category then? Maybe
sure.
Things that are your favorite or that you think are especially interesting?
Well, one of them we could only bring in by reproduction, and that was the Laquaine painting, which is massive. It's so large and weighs so much that we couldn't get it into the exhibit, but it's there in a very sizable format. But the original painting is 7 feet tall, 10 feet wide, and weighs over half a ton, and it's been in storage in the old courthouse forever. It was shown in Paris in 1900 and at the World's Fair here in 1904, but almost unseen ever since. Hmm. But that's his imagining of that founding moment, and it was by a Frenchman.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, there's some wonderful, the Burning House, we have several paintings by Edmund Burning House in the exhibit, one from the Art Museum, one from the Sunset Country Club, mm-hmm. and a small and very beautiful watercolor from a local private collector. So the images of the founding definitely are very strong in the show. But again, as I mentioned, there's some real, very special Native American pieces in the show as well. And then, of course, the document, the Chouteau narrative page, which is exciting to see his handwriting. And
On that page, he talks about how he chopped down those trees on that very first day to start building that log house.
Just going back to something that occurred to me, am I right in understanding there were several paintings that show the founding, more than one,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Do they all depict the same thing, or did different artists interpret that event differently?
Definitely differently.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
The Frenchman has everything in that painting but a VW bus with a peace symbol on the side. It's got angels because it was a miraculous and religious moment. Everything is in it.
Hmm. Sculpture.
Yes, we have one sculpture by a man named Zolné depicting a Laclede. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a maquette for the sculpture that stands before the City Hall. So there's that piece in the show. And then we have some wonderful Mississippian pottery pieces that I consider sculpture as well. They're magnificent female figure, a male figure, an owl, and what we may think is a possum. So,
and there's also what I think you call the resource room. So in addition to this, there's an adjoining room that has some other items, including work of some contemporary artists?
Correct.
Damon?
Yes, and fabulous pieces, wonderful. And then books and other periodicals about the founding and on the history of St. Louis. One of the other objects that's very unusual and very rare, we got from the Osage Tribal Museum, and it's an original French bead box. It's a sampler box showing all the French beads that they used to trade for the furs in its original case. It's wonderful.
There's a companion book, Olivia, I know that you have a part in.
Yes. We have a wonderful illustrated book, and there are essays by Dr. Frederick Faust, who is very much a scholar on the history of St. Louis and has actually published a number of books on the subject, is launching his own for the 250th as well, but was very generous to contribute a wonderful essay about the importance of the Native Americans to the founding. I also wrote an essay that really just talks about the artists and how they imagined different ways that they imagined the founding. And Davin also presents the narrative history in the book. So.
You just mentioned Mr. Faust, is it? Fred Faust?
Yes.
Yes. I want to mention that he's going to be on St. Louis on the Air Monday.
Oh, great.
At noon, so
great.
People should know that. I've always been fascinated in maps, and there are quite a few of those.
Many. And most of them came from the Mercantile Library Collection. Fabulous and very rare maps showing the routes and at the time the existing establishments, towns, and most of those were on the east side of the river, the English side. And Laclede and Chouteau decided not to go to St. Jean, which was a very wonderful and burgeoning and prosperous town because it was too far from the mouth of the Missouri.
Hmm. The Sheldon Art Galleries, the exhibition, Imagining the Founding of St. Louis, opens this evening, runs through August the 23rd. Now, there's an open reception today from something like 5 to 9.
Yeah, 5 to 9.
Anything you'd like to tell us about that? Or?
Definitely. It is free and open to the public. We are also opening two other exhibits that are quite wonderful. Dan Younger's photographs called Travel Places will open in our Gallery of Photography. Dan teaches at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And then the St. Louis Camera Club is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year, in fact, this month. And so we have a wonderful show of photographs by 50 of their members, and that will be opening as well tonight. So we encourage people to come out. I know everybody's got cabin fever and hopefully this will be on the list of things to do. Come out and see some very special objects that were lent by a number of St. Louis institutions.
And then you have some special guests next Saturday, I think.
We do.
Yes.
We have the Consul General, French Consul General Grand Paul, coming from Chicago because the French ambassador will be in Washington with Hollande and Obama, and a number of others. The Chief of the Osage will be there.
Right. And we are actually going to be having an Osage blessing of the exhibit, which is open to the public, and that will take place Saturday the 15th at 1:45. So people may come for that. And the galleries will be open specially on the 15th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So normally we're only open from 10 to 2.
Imagining the founding of St. Louis at the Sheldon Art Galleries this evening through August 23rd. If you need more information on specific times and things, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Sheldon. And one final thing, you know, I'm from here. A lot of people listening are. We probably think we know a lot about St. Louis. But I have a funny feeling that if we go to this exhibition, we're going to realize how much we don't know.
Exactly right.
Yes, and I'm not from St. Louis, and I've learned a lot.
All right. That's Olivia Las Gonzalez, director of the Sheldon Art Galleries. We've also been talking to the co-curator for Imagining the Founding of St. Louis, David Anderson. Thank you both for being here so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
And here are some of the stories that our St. Louis Public Radio and the Beacon Newsroom are following today. Interstate 70 motorists and truckers trying to cross the Mississippi River at St. Louis are on the verge of having a different option. The new four-lane cable-stayed bridge, named after St. Louis Cardinals great Stan Musial and military veterans, opens for traffic on Sunday. A St. Louis Circuit Court judge is hearing arguments today in the case of a petition drive to get an issue on the city's April ballot. The group Green Energy gathered 22,000 signatures to put on the ballot a proposal asking to ban tax subsidies for companies that are deemed, quote, unsustainable energy producers. And the Missouri State Highway Patrol is raising concerns about the massive number of accidents that occurred over a two-day period this week due to the recent winter storm. The Highway Patrol typically handles about 100 accidents per day. On Tuesday and Wednesday, troopers investigated a combined 1,054 wrecks. And join St. Louis Public Radio this afternoon for local and regional news and throughout the day on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Coming up next on Cityscape, dance and music as therapy for ill children. And later, the state pinball championship comes to town. This is St. Louis Public Radio.